No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip walked in this morning with the phrase I have felt myself about this week. It's the bye week blahs, you said, Sip.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, and you guys really...
I'm with you on that.
It's
weird.
I wish you would have said bye week blues better.
I don't have the blues, though.
But it sounds better.
You came in, there's a distinction. I don't think there's much a distinction.
They sound
there.
Pretty similar to me.
Come on.
What's the difference between the blahs and the blues?
The blues,
there's a lot of crossover there.
There's a lot of crossover there. As Jake would say, they're cousins.
They're relatives, they're cousins.
They're not brothers.
Like Marty.
Yeah, they're not Marty.
Not Marty.
No, not me and Marty.
They sound like brothers too, actually.
It's me and Colin.
Can we get Marty back on? Wouldn't the bye week equal
it'd be a
Marty?
Good time for Marty?
Is there a better time? What about tomorrow, Marty?
I'll hit him up. I haven't talked to Marty in probably 10 days. It's kind of weird.
Good to talk to him because Florida State is even when they lost to Clemson, it was like it didn't happen.
I know.
No one even talked about it.
Wants to join at 8 o'clock tomorrow, he could certainly join the show. We would love to
That'd
have.
Be fun to have
you
Marty
guys are
party.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna hit him up.
Tell him to do it from his office though, because last time he did it, and it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And the audio
sound was not as good.
So tell him he's gotta do it from his office.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, blues blahs.
Simple ask.
Blues blahs.
Blues blahs. Blahs are more just you're kind of dead in the water. Blues are you're kind of depressed. blahs don't denote depressed to me. Blues are like, ooh, be careful.
Careful.
Yeah. Pull out of this now. Blahs, no. It's just yours, blah.
I'll give you the okay. cousins. I'll give you
they
the cousins
like
on it.
Brothers.
Sounds pretty close to me, but
bye week blahs.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys have said the Big Ten schedule's not that good this year.
It's not. Iowa, USC, that's it.
And also, on the show driving in, I listened to that, and they were just...
Who's that?
Dusty and Danny, where they were kind of howling laughing at the fact that that's on the Big Ten network. They felt the contract was that the Big Ten Network is to host every team at some point in time during the year.
And USC hasn't been hosted.
Or something of that nature.
No, yeah, we got that wrong. Bill, thank you for bringing that up. I got that wrong. It's each school has to appear on BTN once, and USC hasn't.
I could have sworn they played that game against Missouri State on BTN. I was watching that randomly early on in the season. That seemed like a BTN game.
I hope you're wrong on
me.
That. I can check it out. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Seemed pretty BTN-like for that game.
Anyway, but they were really railing on. They were super railing on. That's what got into my head about schedules. they were super just losing their mind off that CBS. Dun, 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 mm-hmm. Jake, give it to us. Yeah, it's the only intro that does ABC have an intro? If they do, I don't know it.
Not iconic.
Does NBC have one? If they do, I don't know it. This is iconic. And they've got, and they've wrapped up Penn State and Michigan State. They're sending their best crew to two teams that have never won a game in the league. 3-6 versus 3-6. And I don't know if, has Purdue beat a Power 4 team? Because Penn State hasn't.
Okay, so they were railing.
Check that, Bill.
They were laughing about.
Laughing at CBS. That's what you
I
have.
Agree.
He goes, this is embarrassing.
That's what I said. Somebody pushed back on me yesterday. But I said, Petitti almost needs to call Danielson and, is it Nessler?
Yeah.
And say, I'm sorry about this. This is not ideal, I know. I just give it hell.
Yeah.
Not that they wouldn't. I mean, you're sort of.
They're pros.
Yeah, they're
pros. But imagine these guys. Can you imagine? I'm telling you right now, isn't the game in East Lansing?
Yes, it is.
Imagine when they're in East Lansing today, and look at each other going like,
what are we doing?
So we could have had SC Iowa. Yeah. And now we're in Eastland, and we have nothing better than this.
It's cold. It's nothing to do.
No, it's
up
really
here.
Weird.
East Lansing. It's just like Notre Dame. The sun never comes out in East Lansing. It's never been out. It's never.
I've never seen
it. It's gray and overcast every day of the year.
Yeah,
and
that sounds really good.
I agree. I agree. It's odd. Now I think I've seen them. Now I'm just. There's been a few times where they've had some pretty bad games. But I don't know if it's been this
bad. Not bad, not over. And this is what brought me up. We talked about scheduling, about why that you say like that. In my mind, why Nebraska, it's got to be a 9-3 year. They got to finish up 9-3.
Easy.
Well, here's how you figure it.
Easy.
Of the over teams, there's Purdue, Michigan State, Penn State.
I'm listening to you. I'm looking at something while
they be in Nebraska. We get both of the two of the three non-losers.
Correct.
And who are our top three teams?
That they play Michigan.
No. Oh. Who are our top three teams in our ratings?
Oh, it'd be
Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon.
Yeah.
And we miss all of them.
All of them.
We're probably the only team in the other 15, because they can't play themselves. So you got to take Ohio State, those guys, all out of it.
Good point.
So the other 15 teams, are we the only team that didn't get one of them?
Maybe. I don't know that.
Just imagine, though, if you miss the best three teams in the league.
Oh, God.
And you don't play them. And then you also play two of the three teams that haven't won a game in the league by mid-November. That's a magic schedule.
No, you're right. It's magic. I don't write it off as they will win these two games. But it's a magic schedule. God, I wish I had that. Oh, here's our rankings. Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon. So Nebraska did play USC 4 and Michigan 5. They will play Iowa 6.
Hey, but those 4 and 5 are distant 4 and 5 from 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there's a big gap.
Big gap.
I left a big gap.
I just wonder if the other 15, that would take quite some work to have the other 15 teams. Does anyone else have, they missed all three of them?
I don't know.
Because that would be a lot of mathematical work that I'm not going to knock it out of the park. But it'd be, what would it be, one other team potentially? I don't know. But there's 15 teams. All three of them missed the top three teams. Well, going into it's always different, but the top three teams now are very clear, and they are separated.
Yeah, and you guys keep talking. I'm going to get this, Jake.
I mean,
what channel?
We said before the season, we meant it, that the schedule was gettable, and that's why those losses were disappointing at Minnesota. I mean, and both the ranked teams you lost to, Michigan, Indy, and USC, were not unbeatable teams.
Weird.
What he got?
You're right. USC was on. USC Missouri State was on the Big Ten.
I remember watching it for some reason. I don't know why. It was a late game.
Okay, now I don't know why. I don't know. Now I don't know why USC I was on.
But that's what was said today on the radio, also on another show, that it was because that somebody hadn't been on
USC.
Has Iowa been on? Is Iowa the team that has been on the Big Ten Network?
I think Iowa was on for like the Albany game early on. Right. Huh. They played Albany and not the Iowa State game. I'm pretty sure they played Albany on BTN, though.
So we don't know. There's some contractual.
Is it a conference game they have to have on TV or not?
Maybe it's a conference versus conference.
You know?
Yeah, could
that be
that.
Maybe it what it is.
There's some kind of contractual obligation.
Either way, you're sending Nessler and Danielson to East Lansing for two 0-4 teams. And then a great matchup. Here's another nugget for you.
Thank you.
100% chance of rain in Los Angeles. During the game. So the game is going to be in the rain.
That sounds good for Iowa.
You're kidding me.
No, Iowa likes to hear that.
There's a 100% chance of rain.
Hundo.
Wow. Wow, that's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, very odd. That's they were
blown You've been away. There a lot.
I've never yeah. What's you, the song Never Rains in
Southern California?
Yeah.
But you've been there a lot, right?
Yeah, I've never seen it rain.
I know. And you've been there a lot. You would say you've been there a lot, right?
Yeah. I've been there before, and every time that I had rain was during recruiting in January. What's it say, Jake?
I'm seeing right now, I'm looking at AccuWeather for Saturday.
AccuWeather in L.A.
It's always
he has AccuWeather.
The high is 62 degrees. Not very warm for L.A. And it's going to start raining by 4 a.m., and it will rain all the way until at least 9 p.m.
Yeah, so they're going to be
Whoa.
So that will be entirely in the game. It says 80% chance to rain the whole game. So
you know what? Strong. You know what?
Whoa.
With that being said, USC will not show up like Iowa showed up in that game. The fans won't. No. 62 and raining. No, they'll be like, no big whoop.
Wow, that's
that favors
rain.
The Hawkeyes, the rain. Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, we caught weather like the best weather ever when we were last
Both
week.
Times. Last year we went out there. It was perfect too, right, for the USC game?
Yes.
Because of perfect weather also in November.
On TV, it looked incredible.
Mid-November, it looked perfect.
Yeah, it was odd. I thought it was oddly nice. Like I thought at night I always would take the sweatshirt, and you didn't even need a sweatshirt at night. It was so nice.
By the way, nice Dodgers hat.
$50.
Yes. The
$50 for a Dodgers hat.
The YouTube chat is saying they like it a lot.
Oh, you're getting chatted about.
Yeah.
How about you? Let's chat.
YouTube chat. Let's see. Cujo says, go Dodgers. Love Cujo. The hat. Sip. Nice hat.
What? That's interesting. So no one's supporting Tractor Supply today. That's interesting. Very interesting.
I told you I liked your hat.
You did say that.
Not on air. I will say it publicly. I like
Tractor
that
Supply.
Hat.
I forgot to check. I wonder when. Well, it's in the spring, I guess it is. I like when they start bringing the chicks and the ducks in there. That's where I got the ducks out there.
The chicks. Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
I got them and then Trixie
got upset. Put the hand she was up, crying.
Put the hand up. You can't have any ducks anymore.
She was crying.
It's just a simple gift, yeah. You know.
She was crying because she said they have webbed feet. They need water. I can't keep this. There's no, we don't have a place where there's water. She was very upset. You can keep chickens.
Did she like the gesture though at all?
Yeah. I don't know.
There
was a lot of tension.
Take these ducks.
Sounds like it. He came home with two.
She didn't want a duck.
With some waterfowl came home. I've never come home with waterfowl. Right. Besides, I guess when I bought those and brought them home.
Hey, Laura, we got
in
ducks
retrospect,
now.
In retrospect, I was probably in the wrong in this one.
Just, I might have duck, been too that I brought two ducks in to you.
No, it's all right. No, you weren't in the wrong. I was in the wrong.
Are Pablo and Cruz still alive?
Rebecca in Syracuse, I think, chimed in with that the other day. Said they are around still.
Are they? Oh, I'd like to know if Pablo and Cruz are still alive.
I would too.
I'd like to get a photo of those. Imagine their life. They were just one day they woke up and they're just hanging out in Tractor Supply, and the next thing you know, they're at the Sipple House being outed.
I can't do this. There's a woman crying.
There's a woman crying. And ducks are up. They're like, well,
Trixie, don't get mad. I mean, she doesn't. Sometimes it's fine.
Has Trixie ever listened to the show before?
She has people report to her.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
She has people report.
I have a lot of friends like that they do. They report a lot. Yes.
The Dodgers thing was interesting to me. How big. I always would say the L.A.'s a Lakers town. I'm not so sure now. It seems like a Dodger town to me now.
I think it's a 50-50. I think it's just the in-season.
Recent success helps a lot for that.
It's recency bias, probably.
Yes.
Wow, the amount of Dodger hats that you see is to me is remarkable.
And that has the World Series champions emblem on that on the side.
Yeah, but I mean, just dudes walking down the street, you just see Dodgers hats. I was startled by it almost. It's a big Dodgers town. Think about it though; they're gonna be really good next year. They've tapped into the. Is this, I'm going to say Japanese market. I'm starting to get over my skis now a little bit.
He's from Japan.
Yeah, Shohei. And they got other guys from there, right?
I think the pitcher Yamamoto.
Yeah, Yamamoto. From Japan as well. And then they're going after another guy.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And so they get that. They get that.
Do you imagine the merchandise that's been sold there?
No, it's amazing.
I couldn't imagine what's been sold. No, I'm talking in Japan.
Oh, that too.
That has to be in the... I mean, ridiculous.
So how much money do the Dodgers have? Ungodly amounts.
Magic Johnson just touches everything. They just win. Everything he touches is – do you ever see the list of championships that he's won?
Uh-uh.
Through baseball, soccer. I think it's soccer. He's got – what else do you have? He's obviously he's with the Lakers.
But Dodgers.
I mean, but it's like – I think it's like 18 different championships that he's been. I don't know if it's just him. He may have listed the games he played in when he played for getting 5-2, but it's like, okay, that's a lot.
Money influx.
Yeah.
That, okay, so on Saturday morning, Sean's thing was we're going to go to Dodger Stadium to their apparel shop and get some stuff. And I envisioned, oh, okay, we'll just drive up there and there'll probably be two or three people there.
I would think that, four cars.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll be no big deal. No, it was a big deal. It was a big freaking deal, and I imagine it happens every day.
Probably.
You know, like, just a few people.
If they would have finished, like, 20 and 142, probably not. Probably not.
No.
I think winning the World Series may have been a help.
Right. Just in the Dodger Stadium, by the way, it's beautifully kind of decrepit.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not. Like, they need to paint some stuff.
I was the same way when you were probably covering us when we went down and played in the Cotton Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and then we practiced it in
06.
Dallas in the Cowboy Stadium, and they were still in the Cowboy
same.
Stadium.
I know.
And
what
I was like,
say.
I was like, I was walking around going like, this is Cowboy Stadium.
They need some upgrades.
Yeah, the side deals was blue with stars on it. It was plywood.
100%. I remember it too.
I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, you guys had a practice there. Yeah. You let us in.
Have the words beautifully decrepit ever been said back to back ever? Like, is the description
beautifully decrepit?
It was kind of
nice.
Beautifully
decrepit.
It was kind of nice, but they need to like the there's, you know, it's blue. It's like Dodger blue, but that Chavez Ravine, like, it's all light blue faded. It's like,
did you say the word Chavez Ravine when you were there at all?
I sure did.
I'm sure you did, because that's the word that gets me too.
Chavez Ravine.
Yeah,
that's where you're at. It's
that there's two things: Chavez Ravine in the San Gabriel Mountains. Overlooking the Rose Bowl. Duke brought up a good point.
What?
How excited are people going to be for the SoFi parade this year? Imagine that one. Huh. SoFi.
He's suggesting that he's being
facetious.
Facetious.
He's being
facetious. He's down Duke. On the Rose Bowl.
You know, they're setting up for the Rose Parade already. They had the guys.
Whoa. Stands?
Yes. You've been there. Yeah. Bill knows L.A. Yeah. On the Colorado Street. Or Colorado Avenue in Pasadena. Yeah, they're already setting up big. Like, there's dudes working right now. Maybe not right this minute, but
yeah, 4:15 a.m. out there.
Setting up stands. It's like, yeah. It was very interesting to me. But the Chavez Ravine trip was the most interesting because it was wall-to-wall people, and they were running in to get stuff, and Sean was flustered. Sean was really flustered.
Is this during the credential time issue?
This credential, or is this about?
No.
You were having a problem. Had he not had his fitness yet? Had he not been to Orange Theory?
This was in the morning. This was.
Is there a problem with the marble and the brass going into his bathroom?
No. You had to call back to Nebraska.
You have to call back?
You know. No.
Okay.
No. But anyway, it was quite an experience.
Yesterday, we asked for Pence on the show.
And what happened?
I've got a delivery here. Not sure who the person was.
McSafety.
It's McSafety. I got the text.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, McSafety.
This is NCSHP. Work together for safety and health is what it says.
It's McSafety.
What's your first clue?
Yeah, what's your first clue?
That would be, yeah.
McSafety.
Yeah, for safety. So there we go. There's some nice pens.
Don't throw them down.
You threw them down like it wasn't a big deal.
They're not going to break.
What is that?
I don't care. The pens aren't going to break.
You threw them as if it was haphazard.
No.
Yes.
Dennis McSafety, thank you for that. Yesterday,
me and really Steve were both.
You didn't really climb
no,
out.
No, you
did
climb out of one either.
Thank
Dennis,
you, McSafety.
I can't. I know the way you said that too. Thank you, McSafety. Are me and Steve the only ones that appreciate?
I appreciate the pens. Am I supposed to go on a long diatribe? I thank you. Thank you for the pens, McSafety.
You're quit while you're behind.
Yesterday, I did something that people should do a lot more often than they do.
Let me guess.
Have you?
Okay, that took a
turn. Where'd I go with that?
Okay. All right.
I got my car.
Kids, turn the radio down.
No, I got my car detailed yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And it is a game changer.
Sweet.
It changes your mood.
How much? Just don't tell me how much.
Hold it. Was there a trade out here?
Did you get this? And you guys also will have a chance in the next couple months to get.
Shut up.
From Joe, Nebraska Auto Detail Joe. He used to be Smoking Gun Joe. Now he's just Detail Joe.
Okay.
Joe Perez, our friend.
He'll give us
a deal.
Yeah, Joe Perez, he owns Nebraska Auto Detail. It is the best detail place in the city. And I took my car there about 10 a.m. to pick it up at 4 p.m. It looked like it was brand new. Like, It's back to the 2016 version of that car. Brand
smells
back
good.
Back in 2016.
Did you buy that brand new, Jake?
I bought it at like 16,000 miles, so barely brand new.
Yeah.
Fairly new.
16,000.
Was it brand new off
nice
the
car.
Lot?
It's a nice car, and now it's back to factory.
Fits you. And it smells good.
It smells good.
You could
good.
Be an Uber driver.
Dude. I could. Yes. Right now, I should be Ubering right
oh,
now
Oh, man,
would
I love to have that done.
So yeah, you guys will have the chance to get yours done also as part of
I
being
know.
On the show.
I'm embarrassed. Trix had to take my truck to pick up something, you know, for the upstairs remodel project.
Well, that's been quite a project.
Oh, don't. And then she took her daughter too, and they both commented how disgusting the truck is.
It's really? Time to go to Joe yeah. then. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, time to go to
what?
Joe.
She was like, "What is it on the door?" I'm like, "I don't know what's on the door. I don't." But they,
let me
like,
ask you this. Is this like one of those deals where you'd feel too, I guess the word would be embarrassed to take it into
yes.
Joe?
Yeah, No. Believe me, he's seen worse.
You'd have to clean it.
Clean
before,
it and then take it
and
in.
And then take it in. Yeah. Yes.
All
Joe,
you need
just
to do,
get ready.
Take all the items out. Leave it as nasty as it is otherwise. And they would, I guarantee he's seen worse than what you
so
have.
So just, get a, I think just right. get a box, Steve, and load up all the stuff. Whatever it's pins. If it's glove, whatever it is,
that
just load
thing
it,
that
just load it all up.
Kaser gave me.
Yes.
That emergency kit.
Yes. Emergency kit, yes.
It's in there.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel-good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Yeah, load that.
I mean, don't lose it, but put it in the box.
Put it in a big box, and then head down there.
All right,
your life.
Joe, reach out to me. I'd like to try to get
this set up. It's a great Christmas gift, Nebraska AutoDetail.com was just down by 9th and Pine, with Pioneers off the highway.
You felt good going home, didn't you?
Oh, feel good this morning driving in. Car smells good.
How about
good,
driving home?
Good. I'll feel good about that as well.
Won't feel good about those pins.
And Joe's a great dude.
Joe is a great guy.
I mean it.
NebraskaAutoDetail.com. Get your gift certificate today for Christmas or just get ahead of wintertime. Get your car
detailed.
Maybe
do a live remote from there.
He kind of wants us to.
That'd be a fun deal. Live remote. Imagine seeing cars like getting detailed.
A gift card push.
Hearing vacuums going.
They'd have that.
Yeah.
We could tour the whole facility.
What is it, by the way, with Uber drivers that they always have super nice cars and they're really well cleaned?
So here's the part with the Uber. You're 100%. You have to. Here's what interests me the most about the Uber drivers is what's on the radio.
Yeah.
What's playing? Because you get some bizarre stuff.
Yeah, you do.
You do. It's kind of like, okay, this is not what I'd be listening to. There's never any. I've never gotten an Uber, and it's like, oh, wow, 70s country. Thank you.
Nope.
Nope. Never.
Not in L.A. You're not going to get that.
No, and you get some. Yes, but.
Probably not in L.A.
No, I know. I always go with you on the plane stuff. Don't talk to anybody. Head down, headphones on. I always have detailed discussions with the Uber driver.
Don't you occasionally, though, get an Uber driver that just is mute?
If he does, if there's nothing there, I don't talk. That's
they don't.
Fine.
Some of them don't.
The last
talk.
Two I've had didn't say a word. So that's fine. I'm good with that.
I always just give them the hello like that, and hey, are you from Louisville? Are you from here? And usually they tell you the story how they ended up in some place. You know,
a
whatever.
Lot of them do. Some don't want to talk. Yeah, what I've always been amazed by is Sean and Robin, the nature of their conversations in front of the Uber driver. They act like he's not there. I'm like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like, stop.
It's not like a glass panel here.
They can hear everything you're saying right now. Like, so just like maybe dial it back.
Have some manners here, right?
Yeah. Back in the day, Steve will remember this, Jake, you're too young. There was a classic TV show on the cab drivers, on the conversations of a cab driver. What was the name of that show?
I think it was
show?
Confessions of a Cab Driver.
Confessions of a Taxi Cab Driver or something like that. And Jake, they'd be recording them as they were talking, and they would have like, it'd be like New York City, and it'd be a bunch of drunk people get in the deal and they're talking about it, and it was crazy. Now they had to after they got done, they had to sign off like, can we actually use this footage? And it was incredible TV.
I never watched.
I didn't watch it a lot, but there was times. But it
I
was
know
a
what
big
you're
deal.
About, yeah.
I think it was Confessions of a Taxi Cab Driver, because what they're saying is just like you said, you wouldn't believe what we hear.
Oh God, yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, hey, easy now. I mean, but anyway, there are ones that are very engaging too.
Now, have you said this to them out loud or just in your head? Like, hey, watch what you're saying here.
Never.
This is just like,
no, I've never
it's your thought. It's
yeah,
your
it's
thoughts.
Thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't know that you're bothered by some conversations in the Ubers.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not horrifically bothered because of the nature of the situation where you're never going to see him again and you're in a city like L.A. It was mainly L.A. where, I don't know, Sean's a big Uber guy.
Uber's around Lincoln, just around.
He could be a travel agent very easily. He's very good at all of that stuff. Like, the Uber will be here in 3 minutes. It's there in 3 minutes. Like, it's, I know.
Well, it is on your phone, so even I could probably pull that one off.
I've never ordered an Uber.
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm Uber friendly now. Of course,
I did it yesterday.
Laura had to put the app on.
Okay, I Ubered back here from Joe's place because I had to get back to the station.
I was just thinking one day I'm just going to order an Uber and go somewhere just so I can say
did
it.
How about this one?
What?
If we can we do the show at all? Can we do it remote in an Uber? We could order an Uber and we all get in and
do
20 minutes
Make
of the
me
show.
Order it.
As we drive, we stand out and wait for the Uber to show up.
Steve, make me order.
We
it.
Get in with the guy or lady and we drive around Lincoln for 20 minutes in an Uber and do the show.
I'm seeing Taxi Cab Confessions as a show on HBO.
Yeah, that's it. It's
still
on HBO.
Still on.
It's still going. Wow.
That's still on.
Corey, can you confirm, is that still... Okay, it was the name. Yes,
yeah.
Done.
I don't think it's still on.
It was on HBO? Like, how long
back
were you talking
in the day.
About?
Back in the our day.
Well, how long has HBO been around for?
Back
in the day. It came on... And then
the 70s?
We didn't get our cable until the... Till
you
late
in high
70s.
School,
is like late 70s, early 80s, something like that time when it came on.
Cinemax was...
But yeah, Cinemax is what you waited for if your parents to go to bed.
Showtime Cinemax.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
No, seriously, Showtime Cinemax HBO were there when we were in high school.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that long ago.
I didn't know that. And the book came out, the book came out, and this
book,
little
book
is about this big.
You're amazing.
And real thin, and it would go through, and you could go through, okay, HBO, you look
movies.
At chance, like everything.
You go right to the R ones.
You go right, exactly, right to...
No, but you're right. They had that little catalog
book. Little catalog book, and you got it every month.
You remember everything.
Yeah, you don't get that now. HBO launched in 1972.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I did not expect to be that far back.
Home box office. And if there was a good movie on...
It was special.
There was a movie came on like that called Honky Tonk Freeway, and me and my buddies watched it 50 times.
Really?
It was about a town that didn't have an off-ramp, and they're building a new interstate, and they were trying to get attention to get an off-ramp built, and it was one of the funniest movies I'd ever seen in my life. And we watched it, Honky Tonk Freeway, if ever gets a chance.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Remember Honky Tonk Freeway?
They had an elephant water ski.
I want to see that.
Everything was a gimmick to try to get an off. That was the whole premise of the movie.
I wonder where it was.
Florida.
Was it in Florida?
It was in Florida. Florida.
Good job. I didn't want to say directly.
I watched it 50 times. That's Duke. It was one of our favorites.
Honky Tonk Freeway.
Yeah.
And elephants water skiing, you said?
Elephants water skiing.
How about that? So we taught people something. HBO's been around since
1972. Which was what?
Better Times.
That is a, I'd say, pretty epic idle chit chat today.
Extensive version.
Sponsored by 738-AG. 738-AG.
Now, Joey, we've got the wrong address out there. Somebody's going to be driving around Bertrand right now. Can't find you.
Where's the
738-88? We're 738-88.
Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738-AG runs the whole show. Custom application, including a little more today, at 738-AG.com.
He's putting down more anhydrous ammonia than you can ever imagine because he got the weather. No wind.
Wow.
Wow. It's wow weather. It is the ultimate wow weather.
Yeah, I almost wish it wasn't. I mean, it kind of feeds into the bi-week blahs a little bit. You're like, it's so nice.
Not the blues, though. The blahs.
Yeah.
I was on a sales call yesterday.
Okay, sales.
And I bring this up because somebody asked me a question. I said, I haven't thought about that for a couple weeks, I guess.
But seriously?
Somebody said, hey. Are you sure that Matt Rhule's not going to Penn State? I said, well, I think so. I think he's not going. He's signing extensions. Well, he said, oftentimes, as we know, extensions don't mean anything. There's something to make the buyout more difficult, obviously. But Jeff Brohm, it appears, is signing an extension at Louisville. He was a guy brought in the conversation at Penn State. Yeah. I told this person, I don't think so, but is there any part of your mind that still is open to that being a possibility here? Couple weeks.
We always got to leave it open as a possibility, but we were talking yesterday about his press conference, what he said about, okay, he had that long kind of spiel about, I usually have gone to Dannon with three pages of things that we need. I don't have to do that anymore. We got all we need. He indicated that he doesn't plan on making any moves on assistants, that he's looking for. Jake, I'm just telling you what he said. He said that he's looking forward to, like, Eckler being in year two and Braden and being in year two, et cetera, et cetera. He's looking for stability. And then he said that thing that's the biggest mystery of the week, right? We have enough money to go after any player. All that sounded to me like, no, he's not. He's not going anywhere. But I get what you're saying. Now, hey, here's my question.
I responded the same way, to be clear. I said the same thing, but it was
never,
odd.
Never know. Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Who is in that? Who is coming? I've stopped following Penn State's coaching situation.
Well, all of these firings for basically, it was like, okay, can we flip things around, but also can we get in great shape to be ready to go forward and get someone, you know, on the ground fast? Well, some people are kind of like going, all right, well, what happens with this team? When do they have to leave their team? These are all wide open. And then, so Abram was a hard one. You know why?
Why?
He's from Louisville.
Yeah.
That's where he played at.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, you know what? I can probably get to the playoffs just as easy at Louisville than I can at Penn State. Yeah. So plenty of money. I live in a town where I want to live.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to live in Louisville. Same way with at SMU. He's like, you know, last year was like, you know what? They've done everything for me here. Then they've taken care of me. And, you know, we've been in the playoffs here, and I'm living in Dallas, and it's pretty sweet. So I'm just going to stay right here.
So who is it? Who's Penn State?
The name you hear right now is someone that Bill knows, and that would be Joe Brady. Joe Brady's the name brought up a lot for Penn State at this point.
Yeah, no, that was even a couple weeks ago.
Yes, Brady. He's still a name that's being brought up there because everyone's signing extensions otherwise, it feels like.
And I talked
to Joe Brady.
And so I said, me and Joe will text back and forth. I don't ever text. I would never text him and say, hey, what about the Penn State job?
Why don't you send an extra text while he's
getting ready to play, being a coordinator for an NFL team.
Right.
So I don't do that. But He has made the statement numerous times that he would never want to go back into college. Hmm. But there is a big difference between being the head coach at Penn State for $11 million a year and being the OC at Buffalo for probably, what, two or something? I have no idea what NFL guys make. But it would be a significant – it would be life-altering money.
Yeah. So now here's a question for Jake. Is Brady – see, what I was told about Brady is kind of what Bill's saying. That he's going to be a candidate in the next round of NFL head coaching jobs. Is he?
Well, I would think so.
They're not playing that well.
He wouldn't be, though.
Here's the some of the dumbest things I've heard. When you have someone like, it's like a what's his name at Memphis?
Ryan Silverfield.
Silverfield. And he lost a game, you know, to Tulane the other day. Well, that he's out then as one of those new coaches.
Hold
it. If he was the coach that you loved,
right,
and he loses a game by three.
So now he's out.
Now he's a buffoon.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
No, so we do that all the time.
I'm the same way when someone goes, well, Brady, because they didn't play well offensively against the Dolphins. Well, Hank, he's out at Penn State. Really? Really? That's the reason?
One bad game.
That's the part that does it?
Right.
You know, I just hope you see a bunch of people get contracts that are how they should be. And like I said, the three guys that hold national championships right now were all elevated as coordinators. They did not – Georgia maybe somewhat won a little bit of a press conference because of Kirby being from there and coming from Alabama, but he never coached.
Okay,
Dabo, that was a Dabo. Zero press conference guy.
No, remember when Dabo was hired?
Oh, it was like a shocker.
Like, what is this? Was this like an interim?
He went to interim receiver, maybe like that, and they kept him on. It was almost like one of the things like, just keep him on for a couple of years while we figure it out.
Right.
While we just kind of figure it out.
That's what I thought at the time.
Let him go to go with it.
It's about exactly what I thought at the time.
You know, and then Ryan Day came in. Well, it's like, well, he's successful at, you know, he said he was at one of the best places, if not the best place in college football as an assistant coach at Ohio State and got elevated. And so
isn't he about the best example of
Harbaugh always commented on, he born on third base.
No, but isn't he about the best example where, okay, if he loses to Michigan, okay, he's on the hot seat. He's trouble. That's really? He's just going to lose one game, and now
they won't
say
hot seat, but they will get mad at him.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't
anger.
You don't think he's your guy?
Yeah,
because he lost this game.
All
right, now wait a second. Who else is
here's
on that
what
list?
I'm saying in terms of right now as of the coaching board per on three.
Hut, hut, hut.
These are the names mentioned right now at Penn State.
Okay.
Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri head coach.
Okay.
Clark Lee, Vanderbilt.
Brian
Hartline, Ohio State OC.
Yeah. Okay.
And they had, up until now, they had Jeff Brohm on here, but so he's gone. They list one more, which I don't think is going to happen, but they put Mike Elko, A&M head coach, on the list.
Yeah, I think there's no way on, think about this
no
one,
way on
too.
Elko?
Just imagine Elko and then the one that everyone keeps saying, you know, Lane Kiffin for something. Elko and Kiffin will take a miracle for them not to make the playoffs. That means they're playing, like, I mean, you imagine
what?
Into January.
Right.
Whatever. I mean, the first round of the playoffs are what, about December 15th? And if they win that, so my point is, it's like, this makes, I mean, can you imagine? No one can wait that long. These schools have to have someone named on basically the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That has to be the time within that day.
God.
It has to be, because that now is, the portal opens in a month.
January 2.
Yeah, and so after that time, so it's basically a month away from that last game.
Yep, January 2.
But to sit there and say, yeah, we're going to wait, or they would have to make an announcement that, okay, we're taking Lane Kiffin, will be our next head coach. Oh, he's still coaching Ole Miss.
Yeah.
How would that be?
Awkward.
Yeah.
Frost did it, right? Yeah. Frost?
Yeah. He did.
Frost was
2017.
Named, yeah, and it was awkward, but it worked. I mean, you could do it. I mean, it's something.
Well, back at that time, too, UCF also wasn't in the Power Four conference, so they were not. So they had a chance. They had a chance at that time to kind of say, almost like the team, and they understood it. It's like, okay, he's going to Nebraska, played at Nebraska. This is going from, you know, because does anyone think that Tulane coach would turn down LSU? Would he turn down Penn State to stay at Tulane? No, that's
no
not
way.
That.
No,
that's
way.
That's not happening.
No,
you know, the person that here's the hardest one. Like that. Let's go with Jake being the fandom. Chime in, Steve. And you are the media. Clark Lee.
Yeah.
He's done something amazing at Vanderbilt. No matter how far this thing goes, it's amazing what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, he played at Vanderbilt.
He did.
But do you sit there and go like that? So you're sitting there when just no one's around and it's you and just Jerry Kill talking. It's like, hey, I got an offer from Penn State, Florida, and LSU.
Jeez.
And I'm at Vanderbilt. Yeah. Can we keep this thing going? I know we have things that they're helping us, and that's better. Well, but it's a 40,000 seat stadium.
I think you got to bounce.
Yep.
I mean, that's the interesting part about it. And
those jobs are better.
And then Clark Lee he fits perfect in a lot of spots. Drinkwitz, how does he not leave?
Drinkwitz, I just can't take him that seriously.
He's a good coach.
I know.
He's done a great job at Missouri.
But does he stay at Missouri? Do you pass on him? Now I think
LSU or Missouri.
Yeah,
I'm going LSU, baby.
I know you
want to take yourself to the highest.
Think about him. If he's getting, is he getting calls from LSU and Penn State? Possibly.
They're all talking.
Maybe. Is he staying in the SEC? Yeah. Or going back. You know,
there's
going to
nobody
Ten?
That hasn't talked to Drinkwitz. They've talked to him. There's no one that hasn't talked to Tulane, to Summerall. Yep. There's no one that hasn't talked to him. Same way. It's happening. Yeah. There's conversations, and there's also a couple out there that we have no idea that are like, wow, they're like the Lincoln Riley. Remember, we woke up one day. It's like, what just happened?
No, you're right.
There's a
100%.
There's somebody out there. Was Brian Kelly not a what just happened?
And that's
that hire was
back,
bizarre.
That's what circles back to rule. Like maybe we think it's over and it's not.
That's why I was asked the question.
But I don't want
to. Threw me off.
But I don't want to listen. I don't want to spark it up back in our marketplace either. Sipple and Bill and Jake are on the radio saying rules back in the... We're not saying that.
I brought it up because somebody asked me a question I wasn't prepared for yesterday.
But you've heard, we've all heard 1,000 times, it's been well documented that Saban said, I will not be the next head coach at Alabama.
Boom.
And a week later, he was the head coach at Alabama. But again, I don't fault. If I'm him, I'm actually saying the same thing. I don't even remotely go, hang on now, coach. You said, if that was me, I would be like, listen, what are you going to, if I'm sitting there with my wife, what are you going to say? Oh, I'm going to go on a press conference and say that I'm absolutely not going. Yeah. Are you going? I don't know if I'm going or not, but I'm going to say that I'm 100%. Because you haven't heard any, it'd be awesome if some guys would come out like that. Like Drinkwitz goes, I've got some sweet phone calls the past couple of weeks. That's interesting.
Check my phone.
I'll tell you one thing, that food down.
Didn't Mullen just summarily dismiss any chance of him leaving UNLV?
Yeah, and I don't know
It was odd to me. Yeah. Check it out. Mullen just said, I'm not leaving. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he said, I will be the coach at UNLV next year.
Why are you doing that? I was like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Unless he just wants to be there, which I guess maybe he does.
Also, at the same time, for some reason, he must have felt that he was not going to be considered. I think it's kind of like, hey, I'm just going to put
Why wouldn't he, though, right?
Same thing. Why would he not be considered?
Yeah.
Mississippi State, great success. Florida, his success compared to the recent coach, mind-boggling.
Oh, he's like Bear Bryant compared to him. Yeah.
And so
there was talk on our channels that we listened to of him going back to Florida, and it was legit. Like, why not? Why not consider bringing him back?
And he's from, I believe, Connecticut. So Penn State would have
that one's odd to me. He got fired there, right? Yep. He got fired at Florida. Mm-hmm. You want him back?
Hold it. There was a big
push. He was fine there.
There was a big push to get Petrino back at Arkansas.
Which I also thought was
odd. And he got fired.
I didn't like that.
He didn't just
happen,
though. He got fired with a scandal.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Which tells you, have a scandal way better than having losses. Don't lose games. Scandals are acceptable.
More acceptable, it seems
he's still the interim coach, Petrino.
Penn State's got some big decisions to make.
They do. Before we get to break, if you were hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where would you send our breakers this morning?
The earliest of the birds. The early bird.
That'd be
Bird
at 19th and K. Open right now with
Bill for 10
spacious
minutes.
Spacious and free parking. You can get breakfast nachos,
hot syrup,
breakfast tacos, hot syrup, of course, French toast,
pastels,
pancakes, waffles, and who could forget the world famous hash holes?
Hash holes!
Hash holes!
Stop by today every day till 2 p.m. at 19th and K with always free parking.
Always free parking.
Early bird. Great breakfast, brunch,
lunch. You can pay for it when you go in. You just don't have to.
Yeah, it's not required.
If you want to come in and say, here's $5 for the parking, they're like, thank you, but you don't have to do that.
When we come back, some rare praise for UConn football next.
Wow.
Break the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.